You are tuned in to Texas Tech University Student Government Association meeting, broadcasted on the Raider 88.1 KTXT FM. We would like to thank the members of SGA at Texas Tech University and the College of Media and Communication for allowing this broadcast. And now, here's Student Government Association.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Silence to reflect upon our constituents. Journal Clerk, will you please call roll?
Senator Anderson, present. Senator Beebe,
here.
Senator Ballard, Senator Berry,
here.
Senator Betancourt, Senator Riley, Senator Briscoe,
here.
Senator Burwell,
here.
Senator Andrea Shavira,
present.
Senator Gustavo Shavira?
Here.
Senator Corcoran? Senator Covert? Senator Crow?
Here.
Senator De La Vera?
Here.
Senator Dennis?
Present.
Senator Diana? Senator Ford? Senator Fulton? Senator Haddad?
Here.
Senator Hamrick?
Here.
Senator Hatch?
Here.
Senator Hartman?
Here.
Senator Hoffman?
Here.
Senator Huddleston?
Present.
Senator Evan Johnson? Senator Riley Johnson? Senator Carr?
Here.
Senator Kahn.
Here.
Senator Lara.
Here.
Senator Leatherwood. Senator Lingefelter.
Here.
Senator McKee.
Here.
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Monterey.
Present.
Senator Morgan.
Here.
Senator Nafis.
Present.
Senator Obadot. Senator Amole. Senator Pippin.
Here.
Senator Post.
Here.
Senator Price. Senator Priestley. Senator Romo.
Here.
Senator Sangari?
Here.
Senator Scharf?
Here.
Senator Shackelford?
Here.
Senator Shelton? Senator Shipp? Senator Shulman?
Here.
Senator Studebaker?
Here.
Senator Tharp?
Here.
Senator Tomlin? Senator Tordesillas?
Here.
Senator Trumbull? Senator Urbanczyk? Senator Vogel? Senator Waldrop?
Here.
Senator Walston?
Here.
Senator West? Senator Westbrook?
Here.
Senator Whetstone?
Present.
And Senator Yannis.
We will now move on to the reading of the Senate Journal. Senator Anderson?
Madam President, I ask for suspending the
Senate. Is there a second? Second by Senator Huddleston. All in favor of suspending the reading of the journal, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Suspension of the journal passes. We now move on to open forum. Our first guest of the night is Carlos Garcia. Everyone, please give him a round of applause.
Good evening. How are y'all doing today? Today I'm here to request the full amount that we had requested for SGA funding, which was the total of $3,420. We were granted $800, and we are just trying to, we want the full funding to be able to take our officer chapter leaders to the national conference to be able to pay for the registration fee. And that to be able to grant that, we need the remaining balance, which is $1,480, to be able to acquire that amount. The reason why we would like to be able to get this money is because we're trying to increase the diversity and diversity in science, as well as to help minorities in science in the STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. To be able to acquire that, we would like to attain the money to be able to take these students to pay for the registration fees for the national conference. The reason why I would like to take the students is we would like to have a vast amount of students to attend this event, because in the past 4 years we have been granted the model award at the national level at the Stockholm conference. And we're hoping this year that we gain again another award. And so we would like to have a great amount of Texas Tech students there available to represent Texas Tech. I think that's about it. Is there anything else? I spoke really fast.
What organization are you with?
I am with the organization SOCNAS, the Society for the Advancement of Chicanos and Native Americans in Science.
Does anyone have any other questions? Senator Tharp?
What kind of events do you guys host to encourage fundraising within your own organization?
To encourage fundraising, we have, for fundraising, we've sold t-shirts, as well as that we've done raffles in the past. As far as events we've hosted, we actually don't have an event that hosts fundraising, but we do host an event that was recently made called Science in 3D, where we have students, where we have actually professors from Texas Tech who come to our organization to present their current research, so that way they have a one-to-one interaction with the students, and that way the students are able to, or actually know, they know of the recent the research that's being done here at Texas Tech University.
Senator Coe?
Did you go through the appeals process?
Yes, we did.
Senator Tordesillas?
Going back to what Senator Tharp said, how much were you able to get through fundraising?
We were actually granted $800. Well, for fundraising, we noted in the past we were really successful. I don't know the numbers recently because we haven't done any fundraising this semester or last semester since I became vice president. But from what I've known in the past, we have been successful with raising money.
Senator West.
Thank you, Madam President. Point of information, I just wanted to point out, Macy, when we actually get to the reading of this bill, she'll make an amendment for all the mediation amounts that are changing. And so right now, in fact, we'll say 575. This organization, after mediation, it went up to 800, and we're pulling from there. So I'm just sure if anything.
Any other questions? All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we have no reports from the executive branch or judicial branch, so we'll move on to report of the student senate president. I have a few things for today. Congratulations to everyone who got reelected. It's really exciting. And to the members of Freshman Council, Freshman Leadership, and Transfer Council, congratulations. It's gonna be really exciting. The 50th session is going to be one for the books, definitely. As you guys know, we are in a runoff, so keep spreading the word, keep getting people to vote for your executive members. If you weren't reelected, please keep in mind that the student body president makes tons of appointments to be on a standing committee, which is open to the student body. So don't be discouraged, and please just stay plugged into SGA. There's a Connect Tech Fair tomorrow from 12:30 to 3. Peter Brady really needs some senators to help him out tomorrow. So if you're free just for an hour, for the end of it, for the beginning, that's 12:30 to 3 tomorrow. If you can please send me an email, that would be great, because I don't get off class until 2, so we need some extra help with that. Also, you guys are probably well aware that we just got back from DC. Myself, Journal Clerk Molina, Senator Westbrook, Shackelford, Waldrop, and Freshman Council Member Becky Irvin, we're all there. We were there to lobby for graduate student loan rates, the Pell Grant reform, and federal research funding. So if you guys have any questions about our lobbying and our efforts there, please let us know. We'd be glad to talk to you guys about our experience. Also, President Nellis has proposed a tuition increase of 3.5%, and he's asking us to take a stance on that. So Senator Corcoran will be writing a piece on that, and we're gonna figure out if we wanna support that or not support that. So please start doing your research on tuition and other Big 12 schools in regards to that. It's gonna come up next meeting. Yes. Also, this Sunday at 2 p.m. in the SGA office, we are going to have another rules summit. We're coming to an end, and this is something we've been working on all year, so just our final push to making sure those rules are consistent and up to date. So if you guys are free, counts as office hours, there'll be food, you get points, so it's gonna be fun. And if you guys can make it, let me know, email me. I'll probably send out another reminder email, but I would love the help. But yeah, Connect Tech Fair tomorrow, please email me or Peter Brady.
that being said, we will now move on to first reading with Senate Resolution 49.01. Senator Amali. Is he not here? Senator Cook-Warren.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I move to introduce Senate reading Senate Resolution 49.41 and I move to place it on second reading.
All right, I'm going to send that to the Committee on Campus Infrastructure. Senate Resolution 49.92, Senator Berry.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 49.92, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate thanking Kent Meredith for his many years of service at Texas Tech University, and move to place it on the consent calendar.
Great. Well, first reading's over. That was the first fast one. We now move on to routine motions and other business with committee reports, campus infrastructure.
Thank you, Madam President. This is actually the report that I submitted last week, but when I was going to go, we did meet again. Voted on one piece of census, so I'll give that report when it comes along.
Okay, great. Thank you. Rules Administration, Senator Cook-Warren.
Madam President, the Committee on Rules Administration met. Obviously, had no appointments today. But we did look through all the legislation, we approved it all. And additionally, we decided that we discussed how we take care of absences for this year. And we kind of decided that we just want to make sure that no elections have come and passed, but just to make y'all aware, the Community Rules Administration has decided that, look, y'all need to keep on attending these meetings, even though the session is kind of almost at an end, including this one, we had three left. And it's kind of word of warning that if you kind of decide to skip the next couple ones, we're going to take note of that, and we're going to kind of like expedite the process for impeachment as fast as we can. So I don't mean to sound harsh or anything like that, Senate, but just make sure that you keep on coming to the meetings. Y'all are still senators for this session, and your constituents are still expecting you to represent them for the rest of the session as well. So that's all we discussed, though.
Thank you, Senator Cook-Warren. Student Life. Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, we met this past week and we discussed all the legislation that was sent to us and talked about some of our past ideas.
Okay. Any other committee reports? Senator Shavira.
Thank you, Madam President. Diversity Committee, that me, I don't know if the committee report wasn't sent in or something, but we are hosting Pi Day. Diversity Committee will be hosting the first ever Texas Tech Pi Day, which is March 14th. And I'll let Senator Matthews talk about it.
Senator Matthews?
Thank you, Madam President. So Pi Day, it's March 14th, which signifies 3.14 on Pi, and I won't say what. But so it's the first, so this day is celebrated throughout the world, and Texas Tech is doing it for the first time. Not sure if any of the other universities do it or not, but it's basically an idea we had to diversify not only, you know, the types of students we have across the campus, but the fields of studies that we have, including, you know, science, engineering, technology, mathematics, not just that, but humanities and the arts. So a lot of student organizations will be out there in the Southwest Plaza giving out stuff, especially pies, and so just creating the student body and the president, the provost, and the deans, et cetera, all the people will be out there. So just make sure to show your support out there. Wear your SGA shirts if you can. It's going to be probably around lunchtime, 11 to 1. I know it's the Friday before spring break, and we'll probably start heading home, but we're grateful that Pi Day fell at least on a weekday.
Thank you. Are there any other reports? Senator Haddad?
Engineering Committee met last Monday. We just, you know, hashed out, discussed some issues that we're going to be talking about with our dean next week, hopefully.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay, great. So we started college reports. Human Sciences.
Thank you, Madam President. Human Sciences met this week, and we just discussed some legislation that we're working on for our PFP professor. We're also going to participate in a college-wide food drive that's going to be in Memorial Circle. And then we're going to participate or volunteer for SAN's fun run, which is going to be April 5th, and then the CDRC fun run, which is going to be April 11th. And then we just kind of talked about some other stuff that we're still working on getting implemented.
Great, thank you.
That's it. Visual and Performing Arts. Senator
Thank Clark. You, Madam President. This past week on Friday, we met with, or I met with Dr. Carol Edwards, the Dean of the VPA, talked about the legislation we just passed, 49.77. And she recommended that the next step, which this is the facilities master plan, if you guys don't remember, or if you weren't here, she recommended that I could bring it up to Joshua Heimbecker, who's the student regent for the Board of Regents. That's another venue to kind of explore and see where I can go with that. Also, we met with Nathan Rice, who's a development officer, and we're looking into doing a student-led event about being active alumni or being contributing alumni, because once you get out of college and you start having an income and you start having money, just looking for ways to give back to university. I think that's very important, especially in the visual performing arts where there isn't a ton of it. So that's something that we're looking into. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other college reports? Senator Shavira.
Thank you, Madam President. Again, I apologize. I don't know what happened to our reports. But arts and sciences, we had our mobile office on Wednesday, yesterday. We had the we partnered up with the College of Arts and Sciences with the Dean's Office. The deans, associate deans, advisors, faculty, staff, and students were out there in Holden Hall. We had food provided by SGA, and we had a lot of students come up to us, giving suggestions, partnering up with Arts and Sciences, with their office. Arts and Sciences is actually looking for a new motto for our t-shirts for Arts and Sciences, so that's a thing we've partnered up with. Also, if you're in Arts and Sciences and you received Dean's List or Honors List, we are the first college to have that up on the website already, so that was up since Wednesday, 9 a.m. So if you're Arts and Sciences, you're in Dean's or Honors List, or President's List, I mean, sorry, it's up there so you guys can see it.
Great. Are there any other college reports? Senator Roma.
Thank you, Madam President. The Ross College of Business senators met. We just had mobile offices this past Wednesday. I thought it went pretty well. We got a lot of suggestions. Also, one of our senators, Alex, Senator Morgan, went and spoke to TMA, so that went really well. We're continuing. We're just getting the ball rolling on getting back to talking to the organization, so that's something we're working on. Also, we have some pretty good ideas to bring up to the dean, so we're excited for that.
Great. Are there any other college reports? Seeing that there is none, we will move on to the Senate calendar. Starting with Senate Bill 49.09, Senator Anderson.
Okay, I'm just gonna be making a couple amendments from the appeals interviews. This is what the committee decided on. We're gonna go through each one and I think we're gonna do a roll call vote. So, okay. My first amendment is on line 15, American Institute of Chemical Engineers from 1900 to 2000.
Is there a second? Second by Senator West. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Line 22, Arnold Air Society from 1330 to 1500.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Post. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Line 52, Egyptian Student Association from 133 to 200.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Berry. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Line 53, Eloquent Raiders from 285 to 500.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Post. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. That amendment passes.
Line 58, Flying Tortilla Improv Comedy Troupe from $76 to $300.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Sharp. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Line 60, Formula Society of Automotive Engineers, $1710 to $4,100.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Shulman. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. That amendment passes.
Line 61, Foundation Retreat, from 1425 to 1500.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Johnson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Line 62, Future Lawyers of Today, from 95 to 100.
Second by Senator Romo. All in favor, please say aye. All opposed? That amendment passes.
Line 65, German Club, from 114 to 250.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Dennis. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Line 90, Knights of Architecture, from 76 to 200.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Shackelford. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Line 103, Minority Association of Pre-Medical Students, from 60, 80 to $300.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Burwell. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Line 131 for Rawls College of Business Career Management Center Student Business Council, from $199.50 to $350.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Morgan. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Okay, line 134, Sabre Flight Drill Team, from $969 to $1,100.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Briscoe. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
And this is the amendment where he came and spoke. So the senator who's here, you should probably ask for further discussion, or how do you want to go about that? We can pass the amendment and further discussion.
We can discuss it right now.
Okay. So the our appeal for Society for the Advancement of Chicanos and Native Americans in Science, we went from 570 to 800. And that's our amendment.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Dennis. Is there any further discussion? Senator Shavira.
Thank you, Madam President. I guess I'll speak for them. Can we change it to 1,000? Amendment to make it 1,000?
Amendment to the amendment.
Yes, amendment to the amendment to $4,000.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Lara. Okay, so Saba will stand up and speak on behalf. All right, that amendment's amendment is seconded, so we will now move on to discussion for the $1,000. Senator Nafis?
Thank you, Madam President. Actually, I was to move to amend it from 800 to 3,420, as was discussed earlier by Mr. Garcia.
Okay, would you like to substitute the amendment to the amendment?
Yes.
Okay, is there a second? Second by Senator Kahn. Is there any further discussion?
Yes. So the title can be misleading. It says Society for the Advancement of Chicanos and Native Americans in Science, which kind of tells us that, okay, it's not for any other groups of people. Actually, that's not true. The society, this group has grown from, you know, being restricted to those minorities to including everybody across the world, any student who's doing research in the STEM fields. So this conference that they're talking about, I actually attended it last October, and it is attended by well over 4,000 students from across the world, especially across this country. And students from Harvard, Princeton, Yale, all the UC schools, all of those schools are there and well represented. And so during the awards program, they give out awards to student chapters of SACNAS. Texas Tech University SACNAS chapter was the very first chapter in the country. And they were role models for the rest of the nation's schools to open up student chapters across their universities. So I guess that is just to say that Texas Tech is a role model school. So I think that these students or this group, since they have done so much to be role models for the rest of the universities in the country, I think it is only, you know, they're well deserving of whatever we grant them. And so at the end of the conference, for the past 4 years, they have received the Role Model Award. And I don't think any other school in the Big 12 especially has ever received that. But I think it's very important. And again, it's not for just for Native Americans and Chicanos, because I am one of those, but I was still there. And there's all sorts of student scientists from across the world that come and present. And we just want more of Texas Tech students to be there.
Senator Kilcoyne.
Well, thank you, Madam President. I love research, and I of course, I support it. But I have to say that money was very tight this year for undergraduate organizations. And I wasn't there. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it to the reallocation meeting for all positions that appealed. But I just will say that $3,400 is just, it's quite an increase, and it's more than, I would say, any organization has probably gotten. I mean, if they, I don't quite remember how much they received last year, Madam President, but it was quite a bit, and so so I would just urge y'all to maybe vote for the 800 increase, but not for the huge increase of 3,400. And I'll yield to Senator West.
Okay. I have all the numbers if you want me to kind of read it out to y'all. You can go first.
Thank you. Basically, what I was going to say is, you know, the committee deemed it necessary to make a jump on line 60 from 1710 to 4100, so it's not something unordinary to do in this process. That's kind of why we bring it to the floor. But I actually sat in on that budget and finance interview, and I do know they had some discrepancies with the external funding, which kind of is the reason why they were originally allocated a little lower. So I know they do have additional external funding that could potentially get them up to around those numbers with a 3,400 allocation.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Madam President. Yes, they, last year they received $200. As a rule of ours, we don't always follow it because rules overlap, but kind of like a bookmark we go by is we don't double and we don't split you in half. And so by us allocating them $800, which is what we recommended in reallocation after appeals, and they did come to appeals, they're here now, which shows a lot. But we would already be quadrupling their number from last year. So that's already a very big increase. Their external funding that they have listed on their allocation was 3420. And the 30% rule, which is another rule we kind of bookmark go by, it can't happen every time because rules will overlap, just like I said with the other one. But if we went by the 30% rule, it would be 1026. So they're well in range of having the external funding that we like to see. They did say that their external funding might be a little bit more than that, but that's not really the rule that we're breaking here. The rule that we're breaking is the double rule. And so I would definitely encourage y'all to vote this down. That's a huge jump from 200 to 3,400, but I do appreciate them coming. I do understand their organization needs it. And so maybe we can make another amendment, maybe 1,000, since that would follow the 30% rule if we all, I would encourage us to vote this down and maybe we could try to work something else out.
Senator Pippin?
Thank you, Madam President. And maybe Senator Anderson, you already have the answer to this, but they use all of their previous year's funding.
I don't have that with me.
That's fine. President, thank you. So, you know, SGA in past years, the Senate in past years has been a pretty stickler on sticking to some of these rules and really trusting RNA's judgment on these numbers. And to me, the biggest number, the biggest rule out of all the rules that we have for budget and finance is to make sure we stick to SGA as a supplemental funding. It is meant to not exceed 30% of your funding that you get from external sources. And above and beyond whether we double or cut in half, I think we have to really try and respect as much as possible that 30% rule. So when we talk about massive increases, no matter if the organization has the merits of it or not, or they're going to increase above that 30% rule, I think it is just a general rule of the Senate. We've got to support our budget finance rules and vote that down. SGA funding must be upheld and viewed as supplemental funding. Either that or it becomes a crazy circus for allocation, and that's something that we just can't handle as an already hectic budget and finance committee. So as much as I love the organization, I love to support it. And by the way, they'll still have the opportunity to apply for contingency funding within next year. So they will have opportunities to get more funding if they do need it. But seeing as there's a situation, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but he said that there wasn't funding raised within the past two semesters. I just see a red flag here with breaking the Senate rule, the budget and finance rules of 30% with the lack of fundraising, where $3,400 roughly too much is just too much. And we should probably stick, I mean, if it was my choice, it'd be the 30% rule, but I respect the budget and finance decision of 800, and I think that's an appropriate level, and I hope you'll support their decision as well.
Senator Tharp.
Madam President, that's a question for Senator Anderson. So again, can you say the number for how much they raise externally? And then is it correct that they haven't raised any money the past two semesters, like Senator Pippin just said?
On their application, which is what the Budget and Finance Committee looks at, their non-SGA funding total, their external funding, is $3,420. And the 30% rule, 30% of that is $1,026.
Any further discussion? All right, we will proceed to a vote on the amendment to the amendment. We're going to do a clicker vote for this. Are you ready? One is yay, two is nay, three is abstain. $3,400 is what you're voting on. And these amendments have to be passed by 2/3. The amendment to the amendment fails. We now move on to discussion of the amendment, which was the $800. Is there any further discussion? Senator Tharp?
Thank you, Madam President. I move to amend the amount to exactly 1/3 of what the external funding number was.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Barry. Is there any further discussion on his amendment to the amendment? Senator Anderson?
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to remind y'all that they did get 200 last year, and that's a big increase, but I know they do a lot, so it's up to y'all's discretion, but that's why we allocated them 800 in the appeals, because they only received $200 last year.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Pippin?
Thank you, Madam President. To me, when Budget and Finance handles these appeals and they decide on an amount, I think that's a pretty definitive decision. So for me, when Budget and Finance makes these calls versus the Senate, I think we really just need to trust what the Budget and Finance Committee has heard within their discussions and meetings. And I think that $800 that they decided on is not only far exceeding what the rules say they should do, but something that they and the committee formed and decided and felt was the best decision. So I hope that you'll support what the original Budget and Finance Committee amendment was and move this one down.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Nafis?
Thank you, Madam President. I want to thank the Senate for considering this in the first place. I was not aware of this increase and the 30% being
1026.
So I'm glad that you mentioned that, and I think that what the student organizations have in mind is that they look for support from across the campus, right, from anywhere. But and so the group that they want to go to is SGA, and they think that oh yes, they can go from 800 to 3,420. That is a really big percentage increase. So I wish that we would make it more prominent in our applications that that SGA, like Senator Pippin said, is a supplemental source of external funding. So and it shouldn't be the primary source, and that we shouldn't rely on it 100%. Because if that is more clearly written in there, I don't know if it is, but I think it would help us as the student orgs, especially who don't know these budget and finance rules that well, to not ask in the first place for that 30% increase. But thank you.
Senator Anderson?
Thank you, Madam President. It is clearly written in the application, also in the handbook, which they have access to and they should be reading if they want to apply for funding. And also, I lost my train of thought. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, we're not talking about the 30% rule. They're well on the 30% rule. We're actually, the amendment to the amendment is following the 30% rule exactly. What I'm worried about is that they got $200 last year in allocations, and now they're jumping up to 800 or 1026. So that's the rule we're breaking here, not the 30% rule, just so everyone's aware.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Tharp?
Thank you, Madam President. One last thing. Another part of the funding process, I was going to be on BNF, but I wasn't here, is that the organization should be bringing recognition to Texas Tech. And I completely agree with what Senator Pippin about trusting what the BNF says and following by the handbook. But at the same time, they've consecutively brought recognition to this university with their awards going to this conference. And that's what this funding is looking for. So that's my last thing I have to say. Thank you.
Senator Shackelford?
I just wanted to say that I sat in on Budget and Finance this year, and if you want to go off of allocating funds to organizations that bring recognition to Texas Tech, guys, we have over 500 here at this university, and quite a few of them bring recognition to Texas Tech. I'm not saying this is not a great organization. I'm not saying that all of them deserve $1 million, so I'd give it to them if we had it. I'm saying that money was tight this year. They're getting an increase. If we go to 800 from what they had originally, that's already quadrupling what we gave them originally. Sitting in on budget and finance, I'm just letting you guys know that you probably saw the exact same thing that we did whenever the young man came up here and introduced himself and spoke about his organization. Fantastic organization, however, they certainly just weren't as impressive as maybe some of the rest. So while they are an impressive organization, nonetheless, there are 400 other here that bring recognition to this university. So with that, I move to the previous question.
So second by Senator Hoffman, Hatch, Briscoe, Baby, and Burwell. I'm sorry, not Briscoe, Roma. We'll now move to a vote on the amendment to the amendment, which is $1,026. One is yay, two is nay, three is abstain. The amendment to the amendment fails. We now move on to discussion of the amendment, which is $800. Is there any further discussion? Senator Shackelford?
Move the previous question.
Second by Senator Barry, Johnson, Baby, Post, and Scharf. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. That amendment passes. Is there any further discussion? Senator Anderson?
Thank you, Madam President. Okay, moving on, line 152, soils team, 1662.50 to 2100.
So second by Senator Westbrook. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Line 156, Student Academy for Nutrition and Dietetics, 1140 to 1300, sorry.
Second by Senator Barry. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Line 163, Tau Beta Sigma, 3515 to 3700.
So second by Senator Shavira. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Line 171, Tech Clay Club, 1140 to 1500.
So second by Senator Sudabaker. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Line 178, Tech Council on Family Relations, 1900 to 2200.
So second by Senator Post. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Tech French Club from 237.50 to 250.
So second by Senator Johnson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Line 194, 380 to 500.
There's second by Senator Briscoe. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Line 204, Texas Tech Kahani Bollywood Dance Team, from 475 to 750.
There's second by Senator Burwell. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
Okay, and then this is like in between 218 and 219. It's just changing the total from 346, 772, 61. To $352,879.31 is the new.
Okay,
moving on. Okay, line 222, Association of Natural Resource Scientists from 1380 to 1750.
There's second. Second by Senator Moncrie. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes.
And then the new total for the graduate organizations was from $5,977.80 to $59,447.80.
So second. Second by Senator Shavira. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That amendment passes. Is there any further discussion? Senator DeLaura?
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to amend line 66 from $213 to $300 for the organization of our tax brigades.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Kahn. Is there any further discussion? Senator DeLaura, you may approach the podium.
Okay, so this is Global Texture Brigades. It's an organization that collaborates with rural communities in Honduras. So the main purpose of the organization is to travel to Central America to build healthcare facilities and schools out there. This last January, I was able to travel there for 7 days and a weekend work in a healthcare facility. So it's a great experience for tech res members of this organization. The organization has gone to national conference, which was this last August in San Francisco, and the regional conference in Dallas, where the South East region attends, which is all the Big 12 schools, UT, AMRS. So we're able to represent Texas Tech there, as well as the national conference, which includes Canada and all the United States. The organization fundraises. I mean, they have big sales and that sort of thing. They do a fall fiesta in October, and they do indoors gab mixer in April. But they bring recognition through going to the conferences and networking with other organizations. And we're just increasing about $87. Mainly, the increase for this is to travel to the regional conference, which usually costs around $200 for the rental of the car and just food and registration expense. And the rest of the money, the other $100, is usually for print and advertising for the organization. So we did. The organization did not attend the appeal process because they missed their. I really don't know why. But.
Yeah. Is there any further discussion, Senator Shackelford?
Can you just restate your amendment?
From I moved to line 66 from 213 to $300. So it's an increase of $87 roughly.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Madam President. Okay, so we allocated them $225, but the 5% decrease because we went over is why they got the $213. Okay, so that's that. last year they got $199. They requested $1,310, which is a lot more. And we went by the 30% when we allocated them this. Their external funding is $750, so we went exactly by that and allocated them $225. So that's why we did what we did, and I just thought I wanted to explain that to y'all. But it wouldn't be going over doubling their budget, but it would be breaking the 30% rule.
So any further discussion? Senator Pippin.
Thank you, Madam President. You know, I'm the stickler again on the 30% rule. Seeing this is in violation of the 30% rule, I'll be voting, and I hope you do as well, this specific amendment down. I think we're open to amending that to keep it perfectly at the 30% rule, but I think it's very important precedent that we set is not only this budget and finance, but Senate to keep that 30% rule. It's something that we worked very hard with in recent sessions to even make sure that we were following. Previously, under previous sessions, budget and finance had been a mixed match of rules. We barely got it to where we're at least decently following that rule. I would urge Senate to stick with that trend.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Dennis?
Thank you, Madam President. I just wanted to know, what was the reason that this organization didn't attend appeals?
We missed the meeting, basically. Because we had a, I'm the College of Architecture co-chair where we meet with all the organizations, and we had a meeting at the end of the week when the appeals process was, and that's why I guess I didn't tell them more.
And for a point of information, they do have a specific appeals process, but they also have the right to contact any senator to speak on behalf of them if they didn't make it to the appeals meeting. Is there any further discussion? Seeing that there is none, we will proceed to a vote on the amendment of $300. Mm-hmm. One is yay, two is nay, three is abstain.
Yay, 59% nay, 0% abstain.
That amendment fails. Is there any further discussion on this bill? Senator Shavira.
Thank you, Madam President. I will make an amendment to line 51 from 322 to $500.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Kahn. Is there any further discussion? Senator Shavira. You may approach the podium.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam President. I was contacted by this organization 2 days ago. They did miss the appeals meeting because they weren't really informed. I guess they didn't get the email about it. But this organization was named after Dr. Bernard Harris, which is a proud alumni of Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. He was the first African-American man to walk in space. So we're really proud of him. He actually came last week to be a guest speaker at a banquet. But this organization, a lot of its fundraising goes towards the free clinic. It's an organization that volunteers all their time and their funds to a free clinic. They care to the patients across the local community, and they have over 200 members in the organization. So at least for $500.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Cook-Horn.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to quickly remind everyone that it's staying on second tonight, so if you have an organization to represent, you can also do it next meeting as well. But that being said, I met a lot of people in Dr. Bernard Harris, Pre-Med Society, and his great organization, so I would support this amendment.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Madam President. Okay, so as a committee, we allocated them $600, which was an increase because they had good spending. They didn't attend a funding interview, so really we didn't know much about the organization because they didn't attend a funding interview. That's why they got docked 40%. So that's why the number is so low on there, because automatically if you don't come to the interview, it's a 40% dock. So that's reflected on their final allocation that's on the bill. So yeah, I just
Is there any further discussion? Senator Shavira?
This organization doesn't meet every week or every month. They try to meet almost at least once a month. But as I said, most of their time is at the free clinic. They go directly to a free clinic. Students that come out of this organization are accepted into medical schools, specifically the HSC.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing that there is none, we'll proceed to a vote. One is yay, two is nay, three is abstain.
Four more people. And one person.
Yay, 39% nay,
9%. That amendment fails. Is there any further discussion? All right, Senator Pippin.
Thank you, Madam President. Let me get the line real quick here. I move to amend, it's going to be on line 54, Engineers for a Sustainable World, from $95 to $150.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Shavira. Is there any further discussion? Senator Pippin.
Thank you, Madam President. So I know I'm kind of a stickler here, so give me time to explain this one. But essentially, Engineers for Sustainable World is a new organization. This is the first year they've applied for funding. So we're not dealing with the doubling rule here, but the primary consideration for me was the 30% rule. Right now they have external funding. They reported at $500. That would make the $150 to meet that 30% rule. And I rarely take on when organizations do contact me their appeals process. Usually there's some issue or something else that prevents me that I don't think that at least I'm the right senator to be presenting that. But this was an organization that came to me and said that they're very ambitious. They're already fundraising additionally beyond what they reported this past Wednesday. They went out to Blue Sky. And I'm not sure if we have the representative with them. I tried to get them to come. I'm not sure if they did. But they went to Blue Sky, fundraised additionally. They've got fundraising beyond what they've reported now. They're fundraising with companies, trying to get companies to donate to achieve their tasks of essentially not only promoting sustainability on campus and in the world, but also attend their national meets and then really make tech a profile within sustainability. As we as a Senate and SGA have been working on it, it's been a pretty close issue within recent years. So if it wouldn't be for this being an amount of the, you know, small amount, $60, and not meaning, you know, ensuring that we meet the 30% rule, I probably won't be up here representing them and doing this, but I feel that this is a worthy organization. It's a small amount to ask for. It can help contribute towards their overall goals of attending these two national conferences. seen that it fits the rules, I think that it's certainly something to do. I'll answer the questions that I can if anyone has any.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Madam President. Okay, so I think is why we allocated him $100, 5%, 95. The reason why we only give them 100, their new organization, the max we usually give new organizations is 500. So that's obviously meeting that when we allocated them 100. But they didn't state any external funding on their application, which a lot of new organizations get confused on. It's expected fundraising and expected external funding, and so that's probably how they got confused. But they also gave us a lot of other sheets about like their organization, so I'm in favor.
Any further discussion, Senator Pippin?
Thank you, Madam President. So just to touch on that again, I guess they're, you know, they are fairly new. They are new to the campus, but they're already working to achieve a lot. What they have reported to me anyways was that they definitively have fundraised so far $500. So they for sure meet the 130, which is what I've amended for. But they said that they have additionally fundraised since that reported amount beyond that. So they're actively working, and I feel that since they are a new active organization that seems to be keep promoting themselves very well in the community, that this is small increase is certainly worthwhile to bring them.
Any further discussion? Seeing that there's none, we'll proceed to a vote. One is yea, two is nay, three is abstain for the $150 amendment. That amendment passes. Is there any further discussion or amendments? All right, seeing that there is none, I just have one quick thing to say, guys. When a organization contacts you and asks them to represent you, you need to get back to them or refer it to another senator within the day. It's not okay when I hear that people haven't been reaching out to the student organizations. So next week, they will have another chance. If anyone contacts you, please be sure to keep them in touch and represent them. That's your duty as a senator. Moving forward, Senate Resolution 49.61. I open up the floor to any committee amendments. Senator Tharp.
Thank you, Madam President. On line four, the word years is possessive, so it should have apostrophe at the end of the word years. Line seven, third word has should be had. Line 10, after SGA, it says and helped. There should be a have in between and helped. And then line 17 reads, coordinating events such as freshman tailgate have proven to be beneficial for the first year programs as well. Actually, that's not the right one. Excuse me, 13 through 15. The planning and running of these events is done by Freshman Leadership Association. That's not the right one. Sorry. Actually, line 14, after the word transfer council, there should be a comma. And then line 20. It reads, including a duty of the freshman involvement advisor regarding a mandatory coordination of an event ran by first-year programs would have a positive effect. When I read that over multiple times, I found it a little bit confusing, so I just reworded it, but I didn't change the meaning at all. I said, giving the freshman involvement advisor a mandatory duty to coordinate an event ran by first year programs would have a positive effect. I just think that reads a little bit more clearly, and that's all I have.
Thank you. Okay. Are there any other committee amendments or amendments to be made? Senator Dennis.
Thank you, Madam President. Should just a friendly amendment, should RAND be run online 21?
Online what?
21.
Amendment line. We'll ask the author at the end.
Okay.
Where's Urban's at company then? Senator Burwell.
Thank you, Madam President. Friendly amendment line 21, comma and at the end of the line.
I'm just saying. Actually, we went through the old journals, and essentially these resolutions should be two sentences. So at the before the first, therefore be it resolved, it should be a period. And so we've been changing those, but that's how they should all be from now on. Is there any further discussion? Senator Sharp?
Point of information, it's the first year involvement advisor. Didn't we change that to director of first year engagement?
Where does it say that?
on line 20.
I could be mistaken if I can refer this to Mr. Conner, but I think we have our director of freshman engagement with the cabinet, and then consent is the freshman involvement advisor, the freshman also advisor.
Senator Khan.
Thank you, Madam President. I move to lay this resolution on the table until next meeting.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Krikorian. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That will be subject to call next meeting. We now move on to Senate Resolution 49.82. Can I please have the report of the Infrastructure Committee? Senator Anderson? Yes, you may. Thank you. Senator Hatch.
Thank you, Madam President. Thanks, Infrastructure Committee, in favor of this.
Is there any other discussion or amendments? Senator Krikorian.
Madam President, thank you. So I actually received an email from Mr. Crouch, and I have a couple minutes to make, if that's okay. Really it's not being converted, they're just allowing graduate students to park there, so they have amended accordingly. And so on line four, the converting, the strike that I put allowing the eastern section of R18 by the physical plan to be used as a parking lot for our Cova graduate students. And then just kind of skipping all the way down to line 20, it'll be supports allowing our COVA graduate students, and our COVA is in all caps, to park in the eastern part of parking lot R18, and strike into up to and we should be good on us, I guess. No, yeah, that looks good to me. Okay. I don't know. That's not fair enough. All right. So if those are filling in minutes, I don't know.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Westbrook.
Thank you, Madam President. This friendly amendment, can we do the ARCOBA and actually write the words out, Ross College of Business Administration?
Any further discussion?
All right.
Senator Krikorian.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I move to move this to third reading and final passage.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Shavir. All in favor of moving this to third reading and final passage, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We'll now proceed to a vote. One is the A2's, nay, three is abstain.
Two people. One present. Senator St. Gary. You have a quick man.
Sorry. 99% nay, 5% nay, and 0% abstain.
Senate Resolution 49.82 passes. We now move on to the consent calendar with Senate Resolution 49.92. Senator Barry, you may approach the podium.
Thank you.
Okay, I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 49.92, stating the sentiment of the Student Senate, thanking Kent Meredith for his many years of service at Texas Tech University, and move for its immediate adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Senator Shavira. Is there any further discussion? Senator Baird.
Thank you. Okay, this is just a congratulatory piece that two of my freshman leadership members wrote up, Kendra and Hannah. And basically, they wanted to get a new stoplight system at the entrance of the Stengel-Murdo housing complex. And when they went to get Meredith, he just went ahead and did it. So instead of writing a legislation piece and forcing it, since it was already done, they just wanted to thank him for doing it. So that's pretty much all this is.
Time for discussion? Senator Westbrook.
Thank you, Madam President. And then Senator Manzik's place, I'll add some friendly amendments. Cross out the and the comma on line 10 for a period there to go back to what you said earlier, and then I'll be space between the slash and Verdell on line 10.
Senator Shabir.
Thank you, Madam President. There's something wrong with it. I just think if you could add Mr. in front of Camp Meredith, it would look more formal.
Good. Any further discussion? Seeing that there's none, we'll proceed to vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Senate Resolution 49.92 passes. Well, that was a quick meeting. Announcements, I have a few announcements that I forgot to say in my report. Please spread the word about the Freshman Council Who's Who app. It's really important for the Freshman Council and they've been working really hard on it. And also, when y'all are having mobile offices, please let me know so we can announce it on Facebook and take some pictures so we can let students know what we're up to and so that they can know where their mobile offices are being held. And that's all. Senator Hatch? Is there a second? Second by Senator Berry. All in favor, please say aye. Meeting's adjourned at 7:00.
Thank you for tuning in for the Texas Tech University Student Government Association meeting. We will now bring you back to regular scheduled programming on the Raider 88.1.